first one, the first example that was a four, I feel like that one, there was like that boundary confusion because the person was, you know, he was saying, he was describing the therapist in terms of himself, but I feel like I didn't see it as all good or all bad. No,
it's subtle.
Yeah,
it's subtle.
Really subtle in that one.
But there is if you think about it long enough.
Like he cares about me.
There's a lot of idealization in that, mm-hmm. but it's more subtle than what we were mm-hmm. experiencing last week. There were a couple that were just so blatant, and mm-hmm. so I don't want you to think that it has to be blatant to qualify right. for a mm-hmm. score of four. It doesn't have to be blatant. It could be rather subtle, like the one we just did. So you don't have to have differentiation to score a four. There can be some confusion. So, Melissa, you're right. It's just that a two was a little too low for the previous one. All right, so we move on to number three, and Dinah Diamond assigned a score of seven. So we have Dustin five, Giacomo 6, Melissa 6, Richard 6, Chris 7, Brianna 7, and Marie 7. So that was a pretty good one. Again, it's always two lower than the... You're perfectly correlated, but you're off by two every time.
You did better than me this time, Dustin, so cheers. Yeah, I gotta work on that.
It's like those five answers from the previous scale seem to translate to a seven.
Oh, you mean from the... Yeah, but I want us not even to think about the previous scale. Just
clean, but...
just wipe the memory down.
Yeah, because I guess that caring or loving could technically be a four this time around. That's
only
the one
with this. Right. So, seven makes sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... we go to response number four. And Diana Diamond's correct response is five. You got Dustin five, so you nailed that one. Giacomo five, Melissa five, Richard six, Chris five, Brianna six, and Marie five. So everybody's either nailed it or within one. So do you have a question about that one, Brianna?
Yeah, I just wanted to make certain. I was going between 5 and 6, but it's because the more concrete characteristics are more dominant in that response. That's the reason why. 5 rather than the but statement. That's the reason why I
bring it. I think the but statement was mm-hmm. also because it's a split.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they acknowledged but did not elaborate. I have a nice little
arrows
pointing at split.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, because I put 5 or higher and I was kind of contemplating, but when I kind of reread it, they had elaborated a little on the butt, I think it would have been a 6 or a 7, but because it was just butt. I know that it's there, but I can't really like speak to it. You know,
yeah, don't always like that. And it turns over for hours.
All right. Then we go to response number 5. And Diamond assigned a score of 2. So we have Dustin 2. Giacomo 2, Melissa 2, Rich 1, Chris 2, Brianna 9. So that's it right there.
I have no clue.
That's what caused the correlations to be off. And Marie 2. So, I mean, really, really good except for the 9. So help me out here.
Because the verbalization was so choppy, I think I was trying to make a complete sentence that wasn't there, and somehow I arrived at it being...
But a 9, I mean... This has to be, like...
obnoxious.
You know, Sigmund Freud coming and talking about his representations, you know, like integrative, creative constructions of self and other, and empathically and reciprocally... Well, that's 10, I'm sorry. So 9 is reciprocally related, integrative, unfolding self and other.
I wish I could.
I mean, like, if all of us did this interview, I mean, most of us wouldn't score a 9. I mean, you have to be, like, really well put together and integrated and
We hope to hit a 9 with our CCEs, with all the edits and the rewrites about the person we're writing about.
Exactly, exactly.
I have no, I can't sit here and try to justify. I understand why it's a 2 looking at it. I have no idea.
I mean,
I have nothing.
But you can see it. Like, I see why you maybe would have put that. If those were complete, well-written sentences, better than how I'm speaking today, you know, if those were fully elaborated, I see there is empathy. There is a
I think that's what it
reciprocity.
Was. That I think I saw that because he was like talking about how he donated his mini bike, so he's like trying to get somebody else, and him and his girlfriend are mutually teaching
it
each other.
There, but it's just
I don't know.
Very
I can't.
Well, Chris, give us the definitive why is that a 2?
I mean, my comments were like I put like overwhelmed next to it and tangential. Like I think you know, like they had a nice you know. I'm gonna like approach to it, but just kind of got like lost and confused, like within the you know description. Like I think they may have been getting at that they're this really you know caring, compassionate, but they couldn't even like say it. It came out and I did this, you know.
They couldn't.
Yeah,
because I don't know what population you're
overwhelmed.
It's almost like the tongue-tied, you know, like there's more coming out than I can really kind of articulate and put in and just like get flooded and it spilled.
Yeah.
It would have been interesting if they wrote down what they wanted, you know, that kind of the difference, if they could organize differently, but for like the verbal, like it just,
Does that make sense to you? Yeah. I mean, that probably accounts for that score alone, because it's so far off. That might account for. We'll look at the others, but I'm guessing that's it. Mm-hmm. All right, so we go to number 6, and the response that Diana Diamond assigned to the response was 1. So we have Dustin 1, Giacomo 1, Melissa 1, Rich 1, Chris 1, Brianna 4, and Marie 1. So. Not as bad as the other one. But.
Hard fast rule, if you say your therapist is going to be building pyramids and house and you're going to be one of Hell's Angels, you're probably crazy.
Yeah.
See, you know what? I thought of it as a complete denigration. And that's why I give it a 4.
If God comes into the answer as somebody they're having conversations with, you know.
They didn't even write the stuff about the delusions. He probably couldn't write it down.
He's going to hell in the fire.
Went for a long way.
I even included that, I'm like, should I take the aside out? But they put it in, you know, the description of it, so I'll.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, you know, include the commentary.
Yeah. No, you should, but. I mean, I see where you're coming from, Brianna. It's a little bit confusing if you're trying to think about unmodulated denigration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's clearly unmodulated denigration, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's so over the top, you've got to think lower. And, you know, there are some compromises there in boundaries. By definition.
We won't have it.
Because they're not in a relationship with us in this world. They're in a relationship in their head with something that doesn't exist.
Right. Like I mean, reality doesn't affect their response. They're untouched by reality.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reality testing. Mm-hmm. They can't test for reality because reality doesn't really exist for them. That's kind of the definition of psychosis,
mm-hmm.
and this guy is perilously close to the edge, if not over the edge. Okay, so it's unlikely we're going to have many ones in the 2 dissertations, but who knows? These are people who were on the internet responding to surveys.
No, because I think that his dad or the flat-out refusal would be a 5 in this system.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they asserted autonomy.
Right. In fact, you know, we've recycled through this. This is our second recycling. We've been through this sample once before. I don't think we've encountered
nothing psychotic.
A psychotic. So most likely, there won't be very many, if any, ones assigned. We can just say that off the bat, based on what we know about this sample. So it's not something to worry about. But it's good to get trained on the whole rating scale.
Like I said, missed the mark on a lot of these, and maybe just my head wasn't.
No, not a lot. Just these two. We'll see about the ones coming up. But
I mean, two that are just off like that throw the whole correlation off. And like, I bet if you were to just switch it to even just being two off, you would be in the 70s, 80s also.
Yeah, I agree. Number 7, Diana Diamond assigned a score of 6. So we have Dustin 5, Giacomo 6, Melissa 7, Rich 7, Chris 6, Brianna 7, and Marie 8. So Marie, you were the only one who was 2 off.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that was one of the ones that I found very difficult. And, you know, I did my answers and I reviewed it a couple days later, and that maybe I had a 6 and change it or something. But it looks like... Oh, okay, so he's this way, but it's not his fault, just the way he was. Kind of like making excuses. I kind of felt like it was the empathically related self and other, and kind of individually, like I feel like that's just the way he was, like he's making excuses for it. I kind of felt like he was saying that he was different than the father, you know, like I didn't feel that it was boundary blurred or anything like that, but I guess 6.
No, it's not boundary blurred per se.
Right.
There's an emergent sense of relatedness, but there's also an emergent sense of constancy. So constancy meaning he's the same over time. And the other person's the same over time.
I think I fell into the trap of looking at the empathically related self and other and the notes that I had written about that and took that sentence of not his fault, just the way he was, like kind of making excuses for him, like relating, like being empathic to his father not being around. I think I just attributed it to that more than thinking that there was evidence of cohesion and constancy.
Chris, you gave a 6. Mm-hmm. Why don't you break it down from a 6 point of view?
So, I mean, I read it through the first time, and normally I just try and, like, give it a range, you know, initially, so that I knew it was 5 or higher.
Yeah, give us the tricks, I think.
So, I mean, you know, like, I looked at it, and then I knew it was 5 or higher, and so then, like, I just kind of go through them all that way, and unless it's, like, a blatant, oh, that's a 1, you know, like, I'll kind of go, and then I try and, like, focus in a little bit more, except for the 4s, which, again, yesterday was just not my day. But, so then I did 5 or higher, then I kind of got it out and like looked, and I know it's not an 8 or a 9 or a 10, but you know, that 5 to 7. So I went to he had a rough life too, always wanted things done this way, not his fault, just the way he was. So I mean, that was kind of what I was gravitating a little bit towards there. So he's able to kind of tolerate a little bit of ambivalence there.
Yeah.
7 is a cause and effect, so he didn't really give a reason why he was that way, but he did a little bit more than a 5 job there. You know, like it wasn't like just two things that are kind of thrown at you with no interrelation. He tied them off together. He just didn't, you know, give like a reason.
There's no explanation.
So if it would, you know, like why, I still, you know, have to ask, so why was he that way? You know, what was it about it? That wasn't answered for me as a 7, so it became a 6.
Yeah. See, if he could make an explanation, that would suggest to me that he's more empathically related. He truly understands where his, was it father or therapist or father is coming from. He was like this because blah blah blah. That tells me he truly empathizes with his father. But we don't hear that, so the empathy is very incomplete. That's how I would put it.
He's able to hold the ambivalence, but not really do anything with it.
Does he really understand his father? Probably not. But he's able to give his father a break.
Mm-hmm.
But does he really understand why his father was the right way he was? Not really. And that's what you really need for empathy. You need to understand the person in their shoes. That's what empathy is, and he doesn't really demonstrate that. So that's why the eight is ruled out. Is that in a slightly different, from a slightly different angle, what you were saying, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think like with that, he had a rough life too. That may have even been a three if he was referring, you know, to himself. I don't know what his self response was off mm-hmm. the top of my head, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. We go to number eight. And the correct response is four. So. Yeah, this one was a difficult one. I mean, only one person got it right, so, and that was Melissa. So we've got.
Because I know what the telepathic one really is. It's why.
You know Diana Diamond. You're channeling Diana Diamond.
Or this patient.
It was actually
about
my
old enough to be your father now.
is that a term?
Oh, no, I'm joking. I have no idea what it really means.
What?
I'm guessing though that their sample, it would have all come from the same inpatient unit or you know, same like clinic or, you know, things. So maybe like at that specific time, like that was something that they.
Yeah, and the last, if it's the same person, I think those are one the last time.
Yeah, because they were like really. See, that's where I got thrown off on this, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it. Because on the other one that was like a one, it's the boundaries are so confused, like somebody reading. My thoughts are being projected on the TV, or that's like the example for one, mm-hmm. because there's such a boundary confusion. But in this, or there isn't one, but in this one, he just, the whoever's responding just references the telepathic wind, and it's not that his father is projecting the telepathic wind, or that there's any...
Well, yeah, it wasn't a one, that was
I don't know, I guess like I didn't know
actually,
what to do with that.
Actually, Rich got taken with that. Taken by that, he scored a one.
Well, I did too. That's why.
No, you scored a two.
Right, but I think that had to do a lot with the lowness of it.
Okay.
Like I tried to like take that sentence out because I didn't know. I guess I just didn't know what to do with it. And I feel like it didn't mess up the boundaries, so I kind of.
Actually, Marie, you also gave a one.
Yeah, I literally just took that phrase of telepathic wind and thought that the person was hallucinating or something.
Well, how do we understand that? I mean,
I feel like if we didn't have that first one, I think it may have changed.
Yeah.
Because it could be, I mean, I could picture someone, you know, kind of normal person saying, you know, my father just wants me to get out of this fog I've been in, or something like that. It's just like, and then following that, like the follow-up to that comment,
I guess the comments
following it was, I thought, wasn't...
Was there any inquiry about telepathy?
No. Must have been something going on.
I
got
a low two again. It was a four, and for whatever reason, I gave it a two.
So if that sentence wasn't there,
I had picked a two because I thought it was global and flat, like very again the caring versus the, you know, idealized. But I mean, I think like they're actually kind of being a little insightful, but they're talking about the way they describe their symptom, you know.
Yeah, I'm
if I were to stop doing this, you know, that's what my father was worried about with me. You know, it's not that I'm caught up in it or I'm having this right now, but it would be like, you know, somebody who was schizophrenic talking that they do have these hallucinations, but they're not actively, you know, like they're a little...
So they're symbolizing the symptom. Rather than being in the symptom. Yeah. That's the difference.
And they're able, you know, to attribute still and talk in a rational manner that, you know, my father would like me to get better. He would like this to go away. And, you know, so...
Right.
I think in this context,
so there's some symbolization of the symptom. Yeah, I agree with that.
I gave it a four because I felt it was really just one... If you look back, it's almost exactly the same as example number two. It's idealized on one side. They're both like, the person
always
cares about me, they're worrying about me. That's exactly what example two is talking about. I think if you just overlook the telepathic wing, because they kind of just glanced over. Like, they didn't really go into the whole psychotic.
Yeah, I see how it's like a metaphor, like riding a crazy train or something.
Yeah, see, I didn't get caught off by the telepathic wind at all, but I feel like the last part of it is what caught me off guard. Like, I felt like person was able to recognize not only the relationship between him or herself and the father, but then the relationship, how that impacted the other children. And for some reason that Which is obnoxious. So the telepathic wind didn't throw me off, but the relationship with the other children threw me off.
I think what brings that, like, with the relationships, he doesn't really describe how the relationship, but what he does. He gives me other things, or... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't explain the motivation behind it, or...
You know, mm-hmm. it feels bad for me because of my symptoms, and, you know, that mm-hmm. I've had a really rough time of it, and so he goes out of his way to do this for me, you know? Mm-hmm. Just, he does extra stuff for me. I get an extra brownie.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right. Moving along, response number 9, Dinah Diamond gave a 7. So we have Dustin 5, Giacomo 8, Melissa 7, Rich 7, Chris 7, Brianna 7, and Marie 6. So that's pretty good. You guys are all within one. Well, Dustin, you were a 5. Do you see the sevenness of it?
I mean, I guess so. That's what Diamond says. I mean,
oh.
Not
let's score that response.
I'm not going to start debating with Diamond here. But, yeah. It's stable.
It didn't seem to elaborate very much, like what you were saying before about explaining why you're this way and kind of getting a higher, you know, giving an answer that's a higher score because you're kind of understanding why things are that way. So when the person said, why are you supposed to do that? Oh, I don't know. I just like to help people. I think that might be why I saw it lower.
I think like with the cause and effect statement, mm-hmm. that would be the 7 was I get hurt a lot really easily, mm-hmm. but then I cover it up with a really tough front. So, I mean, he was able to kind of elaborate that.
Right,
I mean, there
know why.
You have layers of right. personality. You have layers of the self.
Even the
it's complex.
Statement. I can be tough, give no more than I expect to get. That was also like, their behavior is guided by their perceptions of what other people are doing. Mm-hmm. Or
mm-hmm. you elaborate.
Well, he gave like a general kind of, which made it the 7. If he elaborated
concise.
More, it would have been, you know, maybe the 8. You know, and then if he put his emotional or his thoughts into it, you know, that would take it up a level too. But I mean, I think these are very like incremental.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How are we doing on that? Is it okay?
Yeah.
All right. 10. Diana assigned a score of 6. So we have Dustin at 5, Giacomo at 6, Melissa at 8, Rich at 8, Chris at 7, Brianna at 8, and... Huh? 6.
Ooh.
And Marie at 6. So we've got 3 8s. Melissa, Rich, and Brianna. So Melissa and Brianna, explain yourselves.
I thought there was a unique identity, that they were trying to understand the feelings and the motives, which I think is part of understanding and differentiating feelings and motives. I guess I saw that when she said she couldn't handle them the right way, but she did her best. I thought that was trying to understand her behavior.
The last one.
Yeah, exactly. Went through a lot of pain. So I thought, I guess that's where I saw.
Can you see it lower?
Yeah. I guess I just see that cause and effect still, but I guess maybe it should be.
Chris, you had a 7, so you didn't quite see a 6 either.
Yeah, I think I overstepped a little more about than I should have.
You want to read the response?
Describe your mother. Average woman, raised 4 kids, couldn't handle them in the right way, but did her best, and they all come out good. She tried hard to bring them up best way possible. Another inquiry is average mother. Don't know. Just ain't the coolest person around, ain't the least cool, middle, average, went through a lot of pain moving to another state, resting up.
So those of you who gave an 8, was it based on the pain comment?
Yeah, and the couldn't handle them in the right way, but did her best.
It seemed empathic to me, but I guess I interpreted that I am what I perceive to be empathy. For me.
I felt some empathy in there.
Yeah. And that, like, trying, that understanding of why she didn't
handle. I rated it lower, though, than Diamond, so I don't know why it's not supporting my...
you've been consistently low.
Yeah, that's true. It's describing behavior more than feelings.
Maybe. I mean, that would be why, because, you know, they don't actually attribute any thought or feeling to her. She just kind of, you know, tried her best.
Yeah, but pain, she's talking about emotional pain. Do you know, that chapter that you called these from, was the first author Diana Diamond?
It was Blatt's book, but it was taken from the research he did with Diamond and Auerbach.
I mean, you might want to email one of these people. I mean, I guess Auerbach was the person who was most responsive to you. I'm sure he knows this scale not quite as well as Diana, but you could get his opinion about it if you don't feel comfortable emailing Diana.
Yeah, I can. You know, I'll
try Auerbach and see what I mean. That I think that's a difficult one. I really do.
Yeah.
I can definitely see an 8. But it's 6 according to the article, the book chapter. So.
I thought that would make sense.
You had a 6. So okay. So are you in favor of the 6?
I mean, for the same reason as the one before I gave a 6, I felt that they were beginning to be empathic and kind of understanding what they let of pain living in another state. Don't know, like some ambivalence there.
It wasn't like quite there yet. I felt like it was like the number 7. Like,
I mean, I felt that both number 9 and number 10 kind of fit the 6 model of ambivalence. And not really explaining it very well, but I guess number 9 talks about the feelings and gives a more sophisticated answer, but number 10, he doesn't explain it. He doesn't explain why he's empathic, or
right.
What she's going through. He didn't seem to be very...
What, Chris?
Okay, so, let's see. Aspects of the self and other are emphasized that distinguish and define a unique sense of identity. These descriptions often express an interest in understanding and differentiating feelings and motivations through interpersonal contact and communication, often reflecting reference to potential or experienced differences between intentions and actual behaviors. Let's see.
So there's that intentionality that we don't really get with this response.
I think it was like, and also the unique sense of identity. I think that's why at least I didn't go to, you know, kind of create with that. But I mean, it's not that kind of, you know, the underlying intentions.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah. Yeah, it's important, especially with the responses that you're not so sure about, or you have questions about, or you're struggling between two different codes. You know, just don't follow the actual descriptors, go into the actual guide that Chris sent to you guys and read the actual anchor point. what is the description of this anchor point? Because that's, I mean, that was very helpful, actually, reading that.
And also, like, four behaviors. Behavior is often depicted in ways that suggest the more complex context-related. So it has to be over, you know, not just in one setting, but, you know, being able to differentiate. And a complex balance of independence and dependence in relationships. So there has to kind of be a little bit of the give and take with them.
I can see it as a seven, though, still. But even though I put a six.
I mean, it is similar to the one that was a seven.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, if you feel comfortable, email Auerbach or Diamond and see what they say about that particular one. Because I think it's helpful to read the anchor points, but at the same time, you know, a seven feels like the correct answer to me.
Because in a seven, it says, like, attempts to recognize and take into account specific situational factors or... And it says cause and effect are depicted in a relatively uncomplicated way. I mean, I think that kind of depicts them. Mm-hmm.
Descriptions of others also tend to emphasize specific distinguished qualities and characteristics.
Yeah, I mean, up until that last sentence or so, it's a pretty nondescript response. That could be any mother.
So maybe that's the
there's no particularity in the description, really.
Right.
Up until the last sentence or so.
I guess characteristics and qualities are described more conditionally with some reference to temporality and environmental context.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, maybe because it still was kind of on a basis that's why they gave it the six. Because
maybe
they didn't really set it in any place and time.
I mean, really, it's a 6.5.
But that's so weird because number 9 doesn't seem to have those elements either. It just seems really general and not really specifically distinguishing qualities and characteristics.
Well, let's go back. Can you read 9?
If you parse it out, it does. It's very concise and funny.
It says, can be sort of tough. Give no more than I expect to get. Get hurt a lot really easily, but covered up with a really tough front. Why do you suppose you do that? I don't know. Just like to help people.
I guess there's more emotion in that when I get hurt.
You're right.
I can be tough. I expect. I guess that's more.
And also, like, you say, I don't know. Maybe the desire to help others really has to do with that fact.
Also, kind of with that unilateral shift of, you know, we're both kind of moving. Yeah, you know, they haven't really lagged, but I do this because I don't want people, you know, on this side of me to have this, you know, and then this is kind of my motive, you know, like behind it.
There's certainly more intentionality in that response than number 10.
Right.
And that might just be the difference between the 7 and the 6.
I think that's a good thing to look at when we have like that sort of question. Look at those two and see the difference between them, how it's more...
The 7 and the 6?
Yeah. I guess it is kind of... Because it is so close, and you could just see there's like a little bit of, in the example 9, them trying to understand why they act the way they do. Wherein, I got 10 wrong, but... Now I see, like, it's not really, it's just kind of describing behaviors with more behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And the I don't knows in each are kind of in relation to a different type of I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because in 9 for that one for the self, you know, she's asking, well, why do you think you do that? And, you know, he's kind of saying, I don't know, fumbling a little bit, versus an inquiry on the other one, you know, she's actually just leading back to him. You said average woman, what does that mean? And then you kind of get the, you know, I don't know on my own description, you know, that I've just told you.
Mm-hmm. And there's more of a, like, you can tell what kind of person number 9 is. Number 10 is just, like, a mom. Like, you can't really tell much more than that.
Right. Yep. Very little particularity.
Like
can you actually picture this mom in your mind's eye? I really can't.
She could have went through some... We don't even know, like, the pain part. That could have even been visible. Like, it doesn't even...
I guess so.
It
That's
doesn't
true.
Really go into detail
right.
on it.
I think we're running the tell that we want to
know. Yeah, Melissa, some of these people have actually taken 4 courses today. It is number five.
No, I was just saying, like, the whole thing is we're, like, just trying to, like, read people's minds, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, actually, when we get to the next scale, the mentalization scale, mm-hmm. it's, I mean, basically, Fonagy defines it as the ability to read people's minds.
Yeah.
So, we're going to get there.
Nice.
But different than theory.
Can I get certification for that?
No, it's part of it.
Okay. Right. Oh, right.
I have my own show on Fox.
So, listen, I don't know how many, I feel pretty good about today's performance. On the other hand, so that would argue in favor of a larger assignment.
Right.
On the other hand, we're meeting on Tuesday, I want to remind everybody, we're meeting Tuesday at 7, because I'm going to be at a workshop in Philly on Thursday. So we're meeting in this office, or in this room, at 7 on Tuesday. So that gives us only 5 days. And you have to give it to me the night before, so it's really only 4 days. So that would argue in favor of a smaller assignment. So it's up to you guys what you want to decide, but I just want to let you know that there are pluses and minuses. I think you're good enough to do more than 10, but because of the short turnaround, I don't want people to feel overworked.
And then spring break is after that, so we'll have more time.
No, actually the following week is not spring break. It's the week after.
Oh, the week after.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the third week of March is spring break.
The third week of March, there's no coding?
Correct. We're not meeting.
What's that date?
That date is... 17th. Make sure. March 17th, St. Patty's Day. Aye!
I'm slightly pirate-esque.
It's an Irish pirate. They're not a landlocked country. Come on.
I can work with that.
So we won't meet on the 17th, but we will meet on the 10th. And we'll meet on Tuesday the 1st.
I think I'll let you guys know on the 10th. I won't be here that wedding.
What?
So, we're expecting you to Skype in.
Can you Skype in at the wedding? Wait, a wedding on a Thursday?
Yeah.
It's a Thursday wedding, really?
What? Yeah.
I never heard of a Thursday wedding.
I know. I have another one on Wednesday. I have one on Wednesday also.
You have a Wednesday wedding?
In August, yeah. I'll just hop on the telebedding wedding and figure out
what to do. All right, so you're going to be totally not available.
I'm in the wedding also.
So the question is, do we want to meet or do we want to cancel?
You feel fine meeting. I mean, I could still, I'll still do the rating.
You'll do the assignment?
Yeah. And then,
okay.
I'm calling the assignment.
Maybe you could just put your voice with them, just leave it out and then if you have any questions.
Are you the best man?
No, I'm not.
You in the wedding party?
Yeah. He actually won the wedding through a contest, so it's basically majority was paid for. It's like he doesn't dictate
cool.
Maybe we could practice by coding the speeches.
That's like at least $20,000 prize.
Yeah, it's insane. It seems really lucky.
Wow.
Do you know what through?
You getting married soon?
No, I don't use paper actually. I have the clipping at home.
Wow.
But you have to have like an interesting story.
Out of the telepathic whirlwind and
let's score his response.
Is that in Long Island? I forgot what the name of the place is, but it's far out, like exit 60 something.
Manhasset.
Oh, okay.
Or no, Hamptons, like the Hamptons.
I don't know Long Island that well.
Well, maybe we could all go and have the coding team meeting at the wedding.
The best man.
We'll code the vows. We'll code the vows.
No, the best man's speech. If he says, like, when we were kids, you used to talk to me on my TV.
Absolutely.
Is it part of, like, a movie or something? Didn't you get that from something? Or
what?
No.
Coding a speech?
No, not. Like, it means something, like, if the best man references something or something else, like it means something about...
Save it for your
dissertation.
I don't know
about
that.
Yeah. You need to add a 400, so get a nice dress up, you know.
All right, so for the 10th, you won't be here, but you'll submit your...
Yeah, I'll submit them.
...scores. All right. So, how many do we want to agree on for Tuesday?
Oh,
I mean, I feel like Chris and I, we're fine with doing it more, so it's up to you guys. How do you guys feel with what you're comfortable with?
I mean, I'll do what's put in front of me, but
like more is like, what are you thinking, 15, 20? Which one?
It's up to you guys. No more than 20.
No, definitely not more than 20.
Anywhere between 10 and 20 I'm okay with, but I just want to, I don't want to be autocratic.
You guys think 20 so much. You guys are in the classes, so.
Yeah, yeah, these two are freeloaders. They're just like, this is all they do. They eat, sleep, and drink their dissertations.
And I remember.
And get paid to do it for our offices.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's like a five different. I just have like two psychological assessments due this weekend. And
so it's really like 15, is that?
15, but I mean, I'm going to do whatever you email me, so.
14.
So. Barter. So 15 is okay? Marie?
Yeah.
You're all right with that?
Oh, yeah.
Dustin?
Yep.
15 it is. Sold.
Awesome.
I emailed you that I might be able to make the object relations class on Tuesday.
Right. I'm going to podcast it and listen to it at your leisure.
Okay.
So thanks for letting me know.
That hurts me.
Is that going to be attachment class number two, or is it phonic lecture?
No, it's attachment class number two.
I was at the phonic lecture 2 years ago, because I was sitting in before I started the program, and I sat in with those guys.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you went?
I sat in on the object relations class 2 years ago, Chris and Giacomo's class. So I remember everything.
Yeah, so you don't need to blow that off.
I took the notes.
Do you have the scores from the structural summary?
I have everything. Yeah.
We're just trying to figure out, we're missing some from originally from emails that were going out.
Well, you want me to email you the file?
Yeah.
Do you want us to email you?
Now, you can't use the file for the data analysis just yet, because we have to aggregate.
I mean, just to have it, just because.
Yeah, yeah, you guys can have it.
So I can have it.
You don't trust me?
No.
Oh, look at that. Oh, no, of course not.
I just have my own file, and I realize it's missing things, and I might like archive things in my email, and I can't find them anymore. So
I'll make a note.
I know that things all have multiple
locations.
Jeez, you guys don't trust me.
Well, I had a brand new laptop that crashed.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah,
and that really
just
hurt Lene.
I have everything.
Chris has a treasure map and it's buried in the backyard somewhere.
I've invested in global technology. There's a satellite up there that I set things to.
You're truly computing in the cloud.
Exactly.
I can't wait to.
The telepathic wind.
Do you want us to email you to remind you? You're writing something.
Kind of galactic.
You're going to have a whole email us, or should I email
you? No, I'm writing it down. I will definitely do it. So then, because we have the short turnaround time, you guys are going to have to email the 15 really soon.
Okay.
So to maximize the amount of time these people are going to have. So.
Yeah, I don't
want to
do the masters.
Oh, what?
When is that?
I forgot. Sunday.
Sunday night?
Oh, Carmelo.
Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I'm going to an Oscars party.
All right. Very good.
Cool. Thank you for being patient with me, guys.
Hey, we all need to learn this together.
I get two.